It's Full Metal Jackie. So happy to say that once again on the show with us tonight, Nurgle from Behemoth. How are you?
I'm actually very good. Thank you so much. Pretty worn out because it's been super hectic.
Lots of promo.
Very energetic, very high adrenaline trip for me. But so much worth. It's fun stuff. So I'm like, I don't mind. I just rage through the day and I don't mind. And then like I'm like, decompose.
Well, I'm happy that I'm at the end of your entire promo journey.
No, it's cool. No, it's not the end today. I mean,
there's
few more to go, but I'm ready.
Well, the last time that I saw you, you were just starting to talk just mildly about the record, but couldn't talk about it yet. But now it's finally here. I loved you at your darkest, new Behemoth record. Behemoth urges listeners to question morality and social norms. Nurgle, what makes music such a viable way to encourage free thinking?
I think rock and roll, and we are part of that movement, was born of rebellion. And it's not born of rock is a genre that is not there to, you know, bend their knees and pray and just, you know, be slave to any system. It was made to be anti-system, anti-establishment, you know what I mean? And it's more radical branches like death metal or black metal or whatever, radical extreme metal as you call it, whatever you name it. They're amazing because of its of the aesthetics and because it's so striking and so empowering, so violent. They are the best vehicles to manifest that kind of philosophies, you know, the liberating philosophies, so to say. So I don't know, to me it's just it feels like that it's super coherent, that I mean when I think of black metal, I think of metal, it just means, it equals freedom to me, you know what I mean?
Nurgle of Behemoth is with us. The new Behemoth album, I Loved You at Your Darkest, is out now. Let's check out a tune from it, God Equals Dog. It's Full Metal Jackie. Nurgle from Behemoth with us. The new Behemoth record, I Loved You at Your Darkest, is out now. And played a song earlier, God Equals Dog. It features a children's choir. Talk about how that makes that song more intense for you.
I'm going to try to make this long story as short as possible. I went away from heavy metal 2 or 3 years ago when I did my Me and That Man project, right? It was more like a bluesy, folk-oriented country, whatever. And one of my inspirations for that album was, ta-da, Ryan Gosling's band. I don't know if you're aware, he's got a band. The band's name, Dead Man's Bones. And it's an amazing music. You know, people are not aware how a great performer he is. He's a great musician, a guitar player and vocalist. And it was one of my main influences for Me and That Man. It's pretty similar music. But his whole record is that music and children's choir. And I saw it, I just fell in love with that. You know, I'm like, what a brilliant idea. So obviously what I did, that's what once David Bowie said, that we steal from each other. And of course, I so stole that idea because I was so in love with that. So I stole it and I used it for Me and That Man. And it worked out just fine. And I liked that. And then the next step for me was like, how about bringing it to the next level? Because, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong, but I've never heard of any extreme metal band doing that. I mean, kids, you know, sing like mostly religious songs, you know. So how about just engaging a little kids choir to sing absolutely like striking and sacrilegious words, you know? Because what excites me when it comes to music, and especially like within this genre, is when you confront the opposites, when they clash, when they collide, you know, that's what triggers the sparks, you know what I mean? And you got the kids on one hand that stand for innocence, right? Because that's what kids are. They're innocent, they are unaware. And then make them sing Jesus Christ, I forgive thee not. It's like a mantra, it's like a prayer almost, but it's anti-prayer, it's anti-system. And I remember when I got that enlightenment in the studio, when I had the riff, you know, and because I didn't have, I mean, we did the song, and then when we finished the song, I was like, holy f***, I'm hearing it. And then I started calling up my friends. I got some, you know, good friends, you know, with kids already. And if any kids from 4 to 12 years old, we would just invite them to the studio in number of six. So there were six kids singing along. We just multiplied the tracks, and it was a lot of fun.
Nurgle of Behemoth with us tonight. It's Full Metal Jackie. The new Behemoth album, I Loved You at Your Darkest, is out now. Gonna take a quick break. Coming up this hour, though, we'll be hearing from Jamie Josta of Hatebreed for Josta's weekly pick from The Pit. Got music from Overkill and a new Parkway Drive tune, and more with Nurgle right after this. It's Full Metal Jackie. Nurgle of Behemoth is with us on the show tonight. The new Behemoth album is called I Loved You at Your Darkest, and it's out now. And Behemoth tours globally. Last time I had a chance to see you was on the Slayer tour. How do experiences in different countries inspire your music?
I don't know.
Because you travel a lot.
Yes,
and you're all over
travel,
the place.
And but you know what? It just, I think it just happens on some meta levels. That I'm not, that I cannot really like intellectually explain. You know what I mean? It's just some levels, you know, I mean, it's some, there's vibes and there's energies that I absorb and that I engage and that I use, but I cannot really say, you know. I bet that I'm, you know, when I'm in like, in Russia and then I'm in, India, of course, you know, it, I mean, you know what, like my philosophy says, you know, like this coffee that I'm drinking here influenced me to do stuff, you know, inspires me to do stuff, you know. So if coffee inspires me to do stuff, what about confronting, I don't know, culture like Indian culture or I don't know, like you name it. It does, but I can't really say like in a literal way that there's, oh, this is the...
Like what specifically, but it does.
Yeah, it absolutely, does absolutely. I say massively. I am, like all the things that I confront, I am this thing. I become these things. That's my philosophy, you know. That's like all the people that we meet, we kind of become them, you know what I mean? It may sound weird, but that's exactly how I feel.
And I mean, you enjoy traveling. Obviously.
I love it. I'm a hermit. I'm a voyager. You know?
Have you been everywhere in the world at this place, or at this point, or are there still you know, opportunities when you tour that there's just places that you're going to for the first time?
Yeah, I think like I'm like the guy in the song "I've Been Everywhere" by Johnny Cash. Yes, I mean there's still places that I love to go, but there's less and less of these places. You know, it's just because I'm like.
You're all over.
Yeah, I'm all over the place. But then again, you know, I go back somewhere and like, oh, I haven't been here yet, you know. So, I don't know, I'm in Rome and there's always places, you know, to visit in Rome that I haven't been before. Or it's not really that I'm like a typical tourist. What I like doing when I'm somewhere, I like getting lost. And let me tell you like an anecdote, and I think it's pretty funny. I remember when I used to like jog every day. I would just every place I would just go, I would just jump, like get my sneakers on, and run across the city, and get lost, and then try to make my way back to the hotel. And I'm jogging across like downtown Mexico, and it's a huge city, right? And I'm like, usually I have a really good sense of orientation, so I know my ways, but. That day, I'm like, holy f***, you know, it's a maze of torment, you know, I'm lost already, you know. And then I stop jogging, and I'm like, okay, let me see where I am, you know, and I'm looking up, you know, and I see the name of the street, and it says, Warsaw Street.
No way.
And I'm laughing to myself, you know, it's like, you know what? That's exactly what the universe does to you, you know, when you're just somewhere in the universe, like, you know, gives you an eye, like, oh,
yeah.
Hey.
Oh,
that's awesome.
That's great.
That's pretty magical.
It's a Full Metal Jackie. Quick break. Up next, Josta's weekly pick from The Pit with Jamie Josta. And we're going to be getting a new music from High on Fire in just a bit. Nurgle's going to be picking music. It is all on the way. Oh, yeah. It's Full Metal Jackie. My friend Nurgle from Behemoth is with us, and we're talking about his new album, I Loved You at Your Darkest. He hinted at it last time we spoke, but he couldn't tell me anything, and now it's here. So it's out now. Compared to other Behemoth albums, the new one features an incredible sense of musical dynamics. What inspired more of that rock-based approach?
I think awareness, you know? I mean, I just explore more and more. I learn about music. I keep my head open, and I just realize, you know, how everything comes from this, from the same root, from the same source, which is blues. And that's why we just try to, you know, open up and use different elements and just fearlessly explore new grounds. And yes, this is the most dynamic, the most diverse Behemoth album, one of the most diverse albums, yet it's still very radical, it's still pretty extreme. Just a bit more atmospherical, I'd say. More, there's different moods there's different flavors, and I guess that there was a listening session yesterday, and I was like, I listened to the record from start to finish, and I just like, I'd sum it up, you know, that it's probably also the most majestic sounding, like the most epic sounding album we've done. It sounds pretty epic, big.
So you're still excited about this record? You're still happy how it came out?
I'm at the very beginning of that excitement, really, you know, because once you release the record, it's not yours anymore. It starts living its own life. And then you are in that because you're performing it every night for another couple of years or whatever. But you're also an observer. You're seeing what curves it's taking, you know, how it's shaping up, how it's transgressing, how it's being perceived by people, how they respond to that, how they, you know, confront that art. And you learn from that.
Nurgle of Behemoth with us. It's Full Metal Jackie. Coming up this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Also music from Suicidal Tendencies, Slayer, and more with Nurgle. Stick around. It's Full Metal Jackie, Nurgle of Behemoth with us, talking about the new Behemoth album, I Loved You at Your Darkest, and it's out now. And music is an art form. As an artist yourself, what's changed most about your creative approach from album to album?
I think I pretty much stick to the same like formula, which is just absorbing as many inspirations I can. There's some nuances there, you know, that change, but I don't think like the creative formula does change drastically from album to album. I'd say it's pretty similar, you know. I just take this deep dive into the world and just process and digest all there is, you know, books, movies, traveling, and you process that and you collect it, and then it's finding its way out of your system. You just need to, you know, to grab the moment, and then you just spit it out in the form of some violent music. That's how I see that.
Full Metal Jackie with Nurgle of Behemoth. Behemoth, of course, recently put out a new album called I Loved You at Your Darkest. Quick break up next, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. New music from Atreyu, and more with Nurgle. It's Full Metal Jackie. Nurgle of Behemoth is with us on the show. Behemoth, obviously, a Polish metal band. And Behemoth is, you know, you guys have had some issues in terms of like the law in Poland. And obviously there isn't the same type of freedom that we have here in terms of what you're able to do. How do you feel about, you know, what you've experienced due to, you know, what you do for a living and where you're from?
You know what? I've talked that with a couple of people today already. And I come from a place with a very dynamic history and very tragic history. And even if you see on the map, you know, how Poland, I mean, where it's placed, you know, and it's placed between like two very strong, it's almost on the verge of like two opposite civilizations. You know, one is Asian with Russia as the main country and all the Asian countries, and then it's Germany. And we are, I mean, being like in the middle of that, you know, we are just always on the verge of something, you know. and that causes a lot of tension. And I think it truly determines who you are as a person and how it influences your life. And it's good and it's bad, both. It's negative, it's positive. So it can bring a lot of, like, you know, dichotomy in your life, a lot of, you know, bipolar reactions, you know, and ambivalence. And that's how I feel about my own country. There's a lot of love and there's a lot of hate. This country made me who I am.
You're proud of your Polish roots.
I don't want to sound nationalistic, you know, because that's not what I... That's not my nature, you know. I mean, well, I'm a pretty proud human being, and Poland is part of that. So yes, in that sense, I am proud. But are we better than other nations? No, we are equally. Or is there any nation that is amazing? Yeah. Is America an amazing nation? Yes, as much as Russia, as much as Germany. There is no. I mean. If we're equally, if we're great, we're equally great. You know what I mean? I would never perceive one nation to be greater than the other. You know, so you never hear me. Oh, we are Polish power. No, I mean, no. I would never said that. You know, and I get a lot of for not. I mean, there's people who think that, you know, because of our position and because of our status, we should just raise that flag real high. You know, like. And just stick it at the top of the world, you know, like Russians or Americans, you know, when they land on the moon. And I'm like, well, I'm proud of being Polish. And when we're going to perform here in a month, I'll be like, yeah, we are Behemoth from Poland. Yes, you know, I think like that the fact that we come from also makes us stand out. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Because what's surprising about awesome bands from Sweden? All of them are amazing, but not all of the Polish bands are amazing. So it's good to be an amazing band. I don't know if we're amazing, but it's good to be band from Poland, just getting that far in the music business.
As a fan, I can say that Behemoth is awesome.
Thank you.
It's Full Metal Jackie Nurgle of Behemoth with us. Quick break. More metal on the way, and we'll find out what's in store for the end of the year into 2019 for Behemoth. It's Full Metal Jackie. Nurgle of Behemoth is with us. Behemoth, of course, have a new album out called I Loved You at Your Darkest. And yeah, it's out now. And the band are just kicking off a tour with At the Gates and Wolves in the Throne Room. Tell us what is in store beyond this tour.
Same lineup is coming back to Europe January, February. So this is like two tours that we have like set up now, and they are happening. But there are some insane tours coming next year with us on the bill, and unfortunately all I can do now is tease.
More secrets. But do you know I'm Polish, Nurgle? We come from the same people. You should tell me.
when we switch that off, when we turn this off.
Okay. Yeah, all right. Fair enough. Pick up the new Behemoth record. I Loved You at Your Darkest. Nurgle, always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Thank you.
It's Full Metal Jackie. I bring you the metal for 2 hours every week. Thanks again to this killer rock station for continuing to allow me to do so. Find me on the web, fullmetaljackieradio.com, Twitter and Instagram at Full Metal Jackie. Facebook is Full Metal Jackie 666. Leaving you off tonight with Faith No More and Zombie Eaters. See ya.